The study of love. It's a growing field, and it could lead scientists to better understand how love affects our health and our quality of life. Mona Xu is a psychology professor at Idaho State University who studied love on the brain in China. Her article, What Goes On in Our Brains When We Are in Love, was just published by Scientific American magazine. Xu says using neuroimaging to study romantic love is an exciting and new area of research that's grown a lot over the last 17 years. She says scientists are trying to find out what love looks like inside the brain and looking for new ways to define love. Xu told Samantha Wright the article is a good look at some of the research being done into how love affects the brain.
So some of the research on love really does show that it's quite similar to motivated goal states and to addiction, especially early stage intense passionate love. It shows activations that are very consistent with drug addiction activations or behavioral addiction activations too. So things like gambling or shopping and other compulsive behaviors.
And I loved in the article, you talk about just thinking about the person you love serves as a buffer against bad things, it sounds like. What can that do for me if I'm in love?
Yeah, so one of the things that people in this field have been really interested in is can we use this kind of methodology to understand why close relationships are so important for our physical and mental health. So there's a lot of research showing that if you have strong, positive, satisfying relationships, romantic and otherwise, that's really helpful in terms of buffering against stress and in terms of buffering against depression, anxiety, et cetera, and better physical health, including more longevity. And so one of the things that we know from some of the neuroimaging research that's looked at this is if you have people think about their partner, assuming it's a good relationship, or if you have them hold their partner's hand or just look at a photograph of their partner and think about their partner, there are better outcomes in terms of people's tolerance to pain, their stress responses, their subjective reports of pain. And so it seems like that's one of the ways that our relationships help us is by getting us to distract ourselves from the pain, but also helping us cope with things that might be particularly difficult if we were on our own and we didn't have a support network and we didn't have these strong attached bonds to think about. Because even just thinking about your partner without them being there, I mean, looking at a picture of them, if you have it on your desk at work, that can be helpful.
And you talk a little bit in the article about, I know there's this feeling when you first fall in love and there's a rush of emotion, but that's still there, or at least it's affecting the brain still many years down the road if you're still in love.
Yeah, so one of the really interesting things is, you know, what do we do with people who claim that 20, 30 years after they've met their partner, they still feel butterflies and still feel the same way? When it was just self-report, it was really hard to confirm that. Are they just saying that? Is it true? And so Bianca Acevedo led a wonderful study where she scanned some of these people who claim to still have those intense feelings and saw that in terms of those dopamine-rich regions, she was seeing patterns of activation that were very similar to people who had just fallen in love. So these people weren't deluding themselves or anything like that. They really were experiencing that.
You say that being in love is subjective. Only I know if I'm in love. So how does this information, how do these studies and future studies help? What can they do to help the person in love or the folks who are studying them?
With specificity and adding to the different types of love that we can study, I think the general picture that we're seeing is that while there are some commonalities, so love tends to be a rewarding experience. The areas in the brain that are active tend to be fairly similar across these studies. We also need to understand that it's subjective and it varies from person to person. So there's no one correct way to do it. You know, if you're not jumping up and down on a couch and your brain isn't lighting up like a Christmas tree for your partner, that means there's something wrong with you or something wrong with your relationship. It just might mean that we haven't gotten to that point yet of understanding more nuanced and different types of love.